This is Lifestyle Locker Radio, and you're listening to the best of Immunopalooza. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey, we just want to let you know that all of the recordings of Immunopalooza were actually done on Facebook Live. So what we're doing is compiling all of them into one place where you can actually listen to all of them. We've put together our favorite ones, which were voted on by our guests and all the comments that came in. So I hope you enjoy these and definitely check the show notes because there will eventually be a link for you to actually get all of the videos and have access to them. All right, y'all, enjoy the show. We are live again for Immunopalooza. We have an amazing guest today. She's one of my favorite people in New York City when it comes to meditation and probably the world. This is Emily Fletcher. So welcome.
Thank you for having me. Hello. You can probably hear some sirens in the background, which is really calming for everyone's nervous system right now.
Exactly.
Let's get those alarm bells going quick.
Exactly. The stressors of this whole thing. But Emily, just give a quick bio of yourself, like what you do, because I think this is what you do is so powerful for what we need right now.
Mm-hmm. So I am a meditation teacher. I've been teaching for coming on 10 years. Before that, I was an actress. I was on Broadway for 10 years. I'm 87 years old.
Very good.
Meditation really reverses your body age. But I used to be an actress, and then I found meditation, and it really helped me in so many ways. It cured my insomnia. I didn't get sick for 8.5 years. Once I started meditating, I stopped going gray. This tool made my life so much better. So I thought, why does everyone not do it? Left Broadway, went to India, trained for 3 years to be a teacher, and then came back and started Ziva Meditation. So I'm the founder of a company called Ziva Meditation, and we actually created the world's first online meditation training, which I'm very proud of, especially right now. Like, who knew that, everyone would be trapped in their homes and stressed AF and really need to meditate and need to do it from home. So I feel very grateful to have a tool that's so relevant and helping so many people right now. As we were just talking about, my first book came out a year ago. It's called Stress Less, Accomplish More. And I think that's what a lot of us want right now. We want less stress so that we can accomplish whatever we need to accomplish, even if that looks like survival at the moment. And I've taught over 20,000 people to meditate, which is the thing I'm most proud of in my life. Yeah. And I'm really excited to be here and share the power of meditation to help boost your immunity and also keep you happy and grounded and present in times of uncertainty and change.
Yeah. And also, I want to let everybody know that meditation isn't something you should only do when things are challenging. This is something you can do throughout your life. Yeah. Connecting with Emily, I think it's been a couple of years since we've connected, possibly, if it's that long already. I've been through everything with Emily. I've done live courses. I've done online courses. I actually met her in person the first time at a natural health, we'll say, networking event at her space, which was super cool. And she's the real deal. So when we get into the immune system and meditation, you might want to, tune in literally and figuratively, because this stuff can change your life in more than one way. So,
right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I asked you to come on. I'm so glad you said yes, because I find that the headspace initially is the most important piece of the puzzle. Because if your headspace is not there, it's hard to apply a lot of the other things that are actually even great in your life that you need to do. But you just get wound up in this negative loop of anxiety and fear and grief and worry, and it doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. So let's talk meditation, right? Let's turn the volume up. So meditation. So first, your meditation is, we'll say, different than people were thinking of, like, maybe I got to sit with my legs crossed, right? I think I've heard you say it's like, say om for like hours and pray that something happens. The meditation doesn't need to be like that. So explain, how you go through teaching and how simple it can be.
Yeah, so a lot of people, I'd say the number one misconception around meditation is that people think that the point is to clear the mind. And look, I understand why people are looking for a reprieve from their minds, because especially right now, it's screaming that if you're in fight or flight, if you haven't been practicing, then likely this thing is on speculation overdrive, and we are looking for anything to quiet it down. And so a lot of times people are numbing right now. Let me just drink alcohol. Let me drink wine. Let me smoke pot. Let me watch Netflix. And I understand the urge to numb, and I even understand why people want meditation to clear their minds, is that we don't like what the mind is saying. However, that same misconception of I need to clear my mind when I meditate is why so many people think it's hard. It's why so many people feel like they're failing when they start. And so I am on a big mission to just liberate people from this misinformation, is that the point of meditation is not to clear the mind. The point of meditation is not even to get good at meditation. The point of meditation is to get good at life. How resilient are you? How strong is your immune system? How quickly can you fall asleep? How patient and present are you with your children? How creative are you in the times of adversity? And all of these things are scientifically proven benefits of meditation. And it's not even of meditation, it's of having less stress in your body. And so we all know at this point that stress is killing us, and I'm not going to talk about all the ways why, because it's only going to stress us out right now. And
True.
people are like, I am stressed. Now I don't need to be stressed about being stressed.
Exactly.
But it's not doing us any favors in really any areas, the performance department, the sleep department, certainly not the immune department. And so if meditation is the most powerful stress relieving tool we have, why would we not use it right now? Why would we not use it when we're literally trapped at home and when we need to be strengthening our immune systems?
So let's talk just science just for a few minutes, because I think I want to connect some of the meditation to why you can actually perform better as a human being in all these areas, less having less stress, having a better immune system, performing better as an athlete or as an actress, or just being a better mom or a better dad. All of these things are encompassing. So, I know we've spoken in the past about the autonomic nervous system, right? That automatic system. Do you want to talk a little bit about how meditation can influence that system to function better, more optimally?
So, I mean, the Cliff Notes is, and this might be a recap if people listen to our previous podcast, but basically, when we're stressed, we launch into fight or flight, and then the whole body is preparing for predatory attacks, which means that it shuts down digestion, our skin gets acidic, our bladder and bowels evacuate, our immune system goes to the back burner, because who cares about getting cancer or fighting off a virus if you think that you're about to be killed by a tiger? And or the opposite side of that is, if you constantly feel like you're being attacked, then your immune system goes into overdrive and can lead to autoimmune issues. So basically it goes into one of two directions. We either become immune suppressed or we become immune overactive if we're in constant fight or flight. And so the beautiful thing about meditation is that it not only gets rid of that adrenaline and cortisol, those stress hormones, gets you out of fight or flight, but it moves you into stay and play. And because so much of your blood and energy and electricity in your brain is not being used exclusively by the amygdala, which is the fear center of the brain, then you have all of this energy and electricity and blood flow available for all of the other parts of your brain. And so intuition, creativity, present moment awareness, resilience, the ability to adapt, like these all require executive function, yes, but it also requires creativity and it requires intuition. And so this is not like, oh, well, if I just focus really hard or like drive or grind really hard, then I'm going to come up with a creative idea on how to pivot my business in a time where my whole industry is falling. And so in order to do that, we really do need all hands on deck. We need the right and left hemispheres of the brain talking to each other. And that's what I think is so special about Ziva meditation, is that it's not about focusing. It's not about clearing the mind or directing your focus, which honestly, when most people think about meditation, that's what they think of. They think of, oh, well, I need someone to guide me through, which I understand why people want guidance, because most people haven't ever been trained. And something to highlight is that what I do is I train you to do this on your own, so that you don't need me to hold your hand. You don't need your phone in order to meditate, which to me is like, having an AA meeting in a liquor store. It's like, why would you go into the belly of the beast in order to unplug? It's like, throw that thing in a river and meditate with yourself, sit in with yourself. But I get that people are like, no, I need to be guided. That's just because people haven't been trained. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that most quote unquote meditation, what most people think of when they see meditation, it's the apps, it's the YouTube videos, it's the drop-in studios where someone is asking you to direct your focus in a certain way. And that is all beautiful. Mindfulness is a very necessary tool, especially when we're very stressed. It actually is the appetizer of the Ziva technique. So the Ziva technique is mindfulness, meditation, and manifesting. So these are the three M's. So we do start with mindfulness because it's a nice phase transition from the doing, doing, doing into this deep, healing, restful, surrendered being that is the meditation portion, which is like the main course. And the point I was trying to get to is that in this deep, restful, surrendered meditation part, you're giving your body rest that's somewhere between 2 to 5 times deeper than sleep. And when you give your body the rest that it needs, it knows how to heal itself. And one of the things that it heals itself from is stress. And the cool thing here is it's not only healing stress from today, but it actually starts to heal stress from the past. And it is the eradication of the backlog of stresses from your past that ushers you into higher states of cognitive performance. Because it's this, it's not one, it's, the getting stressed is fine. Okay, it's not bad for us to get stressed. It's the staying stressed that's making us stupid, sick, and slow. And so what this type of meditation is doing is it's going in and closing down all those stress windows on your brain computer so that you have more of your energy and cognition available for the task at hand. And this is why people are able to perform better. Athletes, CEOs, actors, moms, parents, all of us.
So, and I want to just add to this, and I've sent this and had this conversation with Emily outside of, podcasting or Facebook or any of this stuff. I track something called heart rate variability, and heart rate variability allows your, it shows your body's ability to adapt to its internal and external environments. And it's actually a measure of longevity and long-term health. And I wear this device 24/7, 365. And when I started with Ziva, it may have been weeks or months. I don't remember how long I've been doing the practice for. And I do it in the morning. So what I noticed during my meditations, and I check my heart rate variability, I check the data after, my heart rate variability would spike up, like very high, not like abnormally high numbers, which makes me heal, adapt, change very, very fast and very powerfully. So what does that mean, and why is this important, especially now? That means my body can adapt to change very fast. So if I'm doing very good for my body, it can use all of that positive input, whether it's meditation, whether it's eating well, whether it's exercise, it uses it in a very good way. And if I'm putting bad on my body, it's gonna let my body's gonna let me know, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing that now. Like I'm gonna get some signals. Goodness, I don't know who this is. Sorry, I apologize.
Hey, it's God. God's
Good.
calling.
Yeah, exactly. So I apologize. I don't know why this is doing this now, but
worries.
holy moly, shut off, phone. All right. Well,
One
Michelle,
time
well,
we did a
nonetheless,
group
so it's
meditation.
God calling here. There we go.
We did a group
It's
meditation.
someone that's trying to get onto this live right now, is probably what it is.
Oh, really?
I think
It's like, let me
so.
in.
Let
I
me in.
want in.
So sorry, but and not being stressed about silly things like that. Like that didn't ruin my life or your life at this point, and being able to be
No.
okay with it. That was
Yeah, we're not going
annoying.
to let perfect be the enemy of good.
Exactly. So I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna turn everything down. I thought that was off, but nonetheless.
We did a group meditation at Ziva a couple of weeks ago, and we did a sound bath afterwards. Someone was playing like bowls,
Oh
and
yeah.
which you don't have to do, but it was just a nice like bonus gift we were doing for the tribe. And in the middle of it, someone's phone started going off, and it wasn't a ring; it was an alarm, but it
Oh
was
geez.
chimes. It was like, dee, 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 dee. And so people, I think, thought it was part of the sound bath, but I knew that it wasn't, and it just kept going and going and going and going and going. And I mean, imagine 50 people, dark room, eyes closed, middle of a meditation, and it's just going. And finally, I was like, if you think that might be your phone, just go ahead and give it a check. And then, nope, just still going. So.
Yeah. So adaptation is important. And when and you've been practicing how long? How many years has it been now that you've been practicing
April
meditation?
4th will be my 12-year metaversary.
Metaversary. Wow, that's so neat. And what would you say for the person that's hearing this for the first time now, saying, what's my first step? And I know what I would tell them, but what would you say the first step would be if I want to start meditating today?
Well, look, if you were to ask me that question a week ago, I would probably say like your first step is like do a training, find a teacher, like train yourself, like know that this is a skill. It's a skill like any other. You wouldn't expect yourself to magically start speaking Japanese without any training. Why would you expect yourself to magically know how to meditate? And I was This might be in my own ego, my own defensiveness, but I was thinking about making like a meme of like coronavirus certifying more meditation teachers overnight than any other school. Because like everyone, hormone experts, food, like lifestyle experts, exercise people, food bloggers, like suddenly everybody's a meditation teacher right now. And I'm like, good, like, yes, we all need to be helping each other relax. And, you know, it is a skill. And teaching it is also a skill. And just like I'm not going to go to my plumber to ask them to create an at-home schooling program for my children, I'm going to go to a teacher for that. You know, if I want nutrition advice, I'm likely not going to go to my, you know, interior decorator. We just want to take care that we're going, that we, I mean, the beautiful thing is that some of the world's most talented, most researched, most practiced experts are offering their teachings for free right now online because they want to help. And so I would say go to the people who specialize in what the thing is that you're trying to learn. But again, that might be my own ego or defensiveness, so I want to check that. But step one, people are looking, sorry, a week ago I would have said find a teacher, do the training. Right now I will say if you really feel like you're in like a mayday situation or an overwhelm or you're really panicking and you're like I can't start a course right now, like I just need to get out, like if you need triage, then actually I can walk us through some exercises right now, some like really easy simple things that'll take you out of that fight or flight and get you into your body. They're breath work exercises, they're mindfulness exercises, but it's very hard to start a training if you're in crisis mode.
True.
So I'd like to share some of those tools. And then I would say once you're out of crisis triage land, then do some training. So, you know, we have a couple of options available. One is the book, if you're, it's on Audible or just regular book, if people
That's
like
what I was going
reading.
to say. The book
Yeah, I mean,
was like so easy to get into. I mean, it was like a page turner. I'm saying that,
oh, good.
I've read it, I think, 2 times already.
Thanks.
The
Yeah, so it's called
hardcover and the
Stress Less
soft cover, right?
Accomplish More. Yeah, it just came out in paperback, but I just, the book is nice just because it's cheap. It's like, I don't know, like $8 or something, the paperback right
But it's
now.
so good. I mean, it really is. And I want to encourage people, and I'm not trying to like fluff your feathers here. But I really truly believe like that is such a great start. I mean, Emily's going to share now like a couple of techniques, but I think that Amazon is still delivering as far as we know, right?
And even
Everywhere.
if they're not, there is Audible and the Kindle
True,
edition.
true,
There's digital
true.
versions too.
Perfect.
But I think they're starting to move into only essential items. So, but digitally, it's, you know, I did the audio and people seem to like my voice. So, the Audible's nice too.
I think your background, your past has served you very well,
Yeah, I auditioned for voiceovers my whole career as an actor, never booked one of them. And so then when they asked me to record the book, the audiobook, I was like, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so there's that. And then the other thing that people can do, which I would recommend that I think is actually really awesome for right now, is Ziva Online. So it's 15 minutes a day for 15 days. It moves you through the mindfulness, the meditation, and the
Agreed.
manifesting. By the time you graduate, you don't need me anymore. You don't need apps or Wi-Fi or anything else. And look, when else is a better time to meditate than when you're trapped at home and stressed AF? And there's a beautiful community in there. Like, so we have thousands of people all over the world that are supporting each other, that are learning together. And right now, we're offering it for 100% off for medical professionals on the front lines. So, doctors, EMT, physician assistants, we're giving that full scholarship. And then we've made it 50% off for everyone
That's
else.
awesome. That's so
So I
generous.
would say, you know, now is a great time to learn, both because of the price decrease and because of even if you're still working, like maybe the time that you would have been commuting, you know, why not invest 15 of those minutes? Now, the exception to that is like, look, if you don't have childcare and you're trying to work with your kids, then everyone's like, what do you mean? Like meditate and take a bath and exercise. And everyone's like, you know, F you, like I'm triple busy right now. And so I want to acknowledge that reality as well. And if that's where you are, then be there, use these tools I'm about to give you. You can do them even while you're making dinner or screaming at your kids or, you know, freaking out.
And I'll tell you what, we all have the opportunity, if it, well, I shouldn't say all, but most of us have the opportunity. If you have children or a child or a young one, there may be someone else in your household with you that can, say, I need 15 minutes.
Hopefully,
Right?
yeah.
Exactly. And not everybody, but there is that possibility. I need 15 minutes, and it's worth it. It's worth every minute. Because 15 minutes, 15 for 15 days. I went through it. It's awesome. It's like
And the thing I just want to highlight for folks is that it's the difference, what I found, what people say back to me is that you're not spending those 15 minutes, you're actually investing those 15 minutes so that you start to feel like and actually have more time on the other side. And someone, my friend Robin Berzin, who's the founder of Parsley Health, she just posted and she was like, this is intense. Self-care is no longer optional. It's easy to throw these things out the window. And if we had resistance before, well, guess what? Now we have the perfect giant excuse. Well, I can't exercise because I can't go outside. I can't meditate. I'm too stressed. I can't eat well. I can't go to the grocery store. I mean, we have a giant excuse to validate all of our resistance and all of our, excuses. And so we have to decide who we want to be in this. And I'm not trying to be insensitive to people who literally don't know where they're going to find dinner and people like single parents right now who are trying to work and take care of their kids. Like that is a very real and very challenging reality. And in that case, again, when we're in survival, we're in survival. But I still think that investing this time gives you more time on the other side. And we all know where we are.
Make you better at you while you're going through this. Let's do a few exercises and then I'm
Yeah,
ready.
so the simplest one, this one is called the 2X breath. It is ridiculously simple, but please don't confuse simplicity for weakness. The power in this practice comes from the simplicity, and this is great to use, especially if you don't have meditation practice, or if you've fallen off the wagon, or if you feel like you're about to have a temper tantrum on your kids or your partner, or if you're just silently freaking out inside and reviewing the past and rehearsing the future. We don't really have a lot of brain space to do complex, complicated techniques in that moment. So the 2X breath is so simple. You just inhale through the nose for two. And you exhale through your mouth for four. And the magic in this comes from doubling the length of the exhale from the inhale. And when we do that, we start to soften and strengthen the vagus nerve, which is like the super highway between the brain and body. And even though this thing is simple, it can be powerful enough to stop an anxiety attack in its tracks. So let's just do it together for a few moments. So just inhale through the nose for two, and exhale through the mouth for four. And if you're watching at home, you can join along with us. It's nice to take a pause together, inhaling through the nose for two, exhaling through the mouth for four, inhaling for two, exhaling for four. You can close your eyes if you haven't already. And on this inhale, imagine breathing into your belly, filling your belly and your chest with breath. And as you exhale through your mouth for the count of four, just imagining your brow softening, your jaw softening, your shoulders dropping. Really good. And again, inhaling through the nose, breathing that breath into your belly, into your chest. And as you exhale, softening every single muscle in your body, specifically letting your shoulders drop and letting any anxiety, any fear, any speculation, any uncertainty just wash down through the bottoms of your feet. And one final time, biggest inhale you've taken all year. You can elongate it if you like. It could be four in and eight out. Really good. And from this moment, from this space, this collective pause that we've taken all together, again, you can close your eyes if you haven't already. And I invite you to just put one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. And ask the question, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? Right here, right now, really, truly, honestly, how am I feeling? Not how do I think I'm feeling, not how do I think I should be feeling, not how do I want to post on Instagram about how I'm feeling, but how am I really, truly, honestly feeling in my heart, in my belly, in my body? How are you? Simple question, not so simple answer. Imagining your hands as antenna or receptors, just receiving all of these feelings, giving yourself permission to be exactly where you are because there is no way around but through. And if we pretend that these feelings aren't here, then they can come out in sneaky ways. But if we give ourselves space and permission to feel them, then we can move through to the new now. How am I feeling? And once you feel like you've had a moment to receive and to listen, I invite you to think of three things that you're most grateful for right now. It could be the fact that technology exists, that we can connect with so many people virtually, even in this time. The fact that you do have food to eat. The fact that you have people who love you, a place to sleep, air to breathe, just giving thanks for all of it. From this space of gratitude and groundedness, let's all take a collective moment to imagine the reality that we choose to create. Let's imagine what we want the world to look like on the other side of this, how we want the world to feel on the other side of this. Can we imagine the irrelevant systems falling away and what's truly important bubbling up to the surface, both for ourselves individually and for the world collectively? Imagining a wave of joy, a wave of healing, a wave of love circumnavigating the globe. From this space of groundedness and gratitude that you've curated and cultivated inside of yourself, can you send that out to the whole world, just blasting the whole planet with a moment of love? Anyone who might feel alone, anyone who might feel afraid, can you send them some love? A giant global moment of generosity. I know that as you send that out, it's simultaneously being sent to you. So opening up your heart and receiving that. Knowing that I'm blasting you with love, that Josh is blasting you with love, giving yourself permission to receive that. Giving yourself permission to keep coming back to right here, right now. Keep coming back right here, right now. Taking a big energizing cleansing breath. As you exhale, letting go of anything that is not serving you or your family or the world. Just shaking off your hands. Imagine just shaking it off like dirty water. Creating a little bit of life, a little bit of energy in your body. And in your own time, whenever you're ready, we can start to slowly, gently open the eyes.
Good.
Big old stretch, shaking it off. And one final just tool I'll share with folks. It's the simplest, silliest thing, but it's just crazy eights. And you just shake one hand and you count to eight, and you shake this one, and you go to eight, and then you go seven, and we go eight with your right foot, eight with your, it's like the hokey pokey.
Okay.
And then you go seven, 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 six, 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 five, 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 five. It's so silly. I used to do it with my acting students. And then you're like one, 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 one. And it takes 20 seconds, and by the end of it, you're laughing, and you just create like a buzzy, fun sensation in your body. And it doesn't require any equipment or any scheduling or any time. You could do it with your kids if you just feel like you need to move your body. It's a fun little silly exercise. So the three things we just learned, one was 2x breath, in for two, out for four. You could do that walking, seated, eyes open, eyes closed, just double the length of the exhale. The other one is just put your hands on your body and ask yourself, how am I feeling? Be honest. Admit it, there is no way around but through. Like rant it out, just privately, get it out. And then the last one is the crazy eights. Well, there was the love bomb, which is always nice, but that sometimes takes some guidance. But then it's just shake. Just shake, 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 shake. That's it. Shake it off.
That was awesome. I feel like I got my second meditation for the day right there. I was totally zenned out. I think it's my challenge. I remember just being in the live event with you. I thought I was like in outer space.
Yeah,
I
it's
was kind of
powerful, like
almost there at
meditating
that point
together.
for a couple of minutes. I'm like,
Oh,
oh, how long
good.
did we just do that for?
I mean, like
I
5 minutes.
have no idea. No, that's great. So I think that for everybody, that's like worth its weight in diamonds and gold. So make sure practice this. This is simple and it's powerful. I hope you actually felt something during that, everyone. So Emily, what else are you doing? Because I think that's a great place to pause for a second. What else are you and your family doing proactively to keep your mind and your body healthier now?
Yeah, so I am still like I was beforehand doing some Pilates to heal for some postpartum back issues I was having, but I'm still meeting with my Pilates instructor, but privately. Like, so I mean, sorry, I'm via Zoom. So we're doing Zoom sessions. I just this morning did they're live streaming the class by Taryn Toomey, which is amazing. It's a very like intense, beautiful, spiritually cathartic, high intensity workout, but anyone can do it. Like they modify it and now they're live streaming. So
Oh,
it's not
cool.
even like just videos, it's live stream. So that's cool. I'm definitely sticking to my twice a day meditation. We are doing the liposomal Z. So that's, I'm sorry, C. Oh, that's fine. I could call this, I should call Ziva vitamin Z.
There you
Why have I
go.
never
Write that
thought of
down.
that? Oh boy.
Liposomal vitamin
Okay.
C. Yeah. Eat better absorbing vitamin C. Yeah.
Yep. We are doing, there's this great thing called Jet Protect that is, they're sold out of it. But it's like something you would take when you fly or if you're feeling like if you're coming down with something.
Okay.
I also am doing, I'm like upping my vitamin D, like the D3, so the drops, I'm upping that. I take a prenatal multivitamin still, even though I'm like almost 2 years postpartum. And I am, what I do a smoothie every morning, but I
Okay.
always do that. I mean, honestly, I feel like my whole life is like immune building.
Yeah, good. And that's what I would expect. I didn't think you would like maybe change too many things as many of the
The
people
only
I
thing
interviewed
I'm,
are not. They're like, no, this is how we live.
yeah, this is my whole life usually. I'd say the
Yeah.
one thing is that I'm upping the vitamin D.
Okay.
I'm exercising more often. Before I was just doing two a week and they weren't that high impact. Now I'm trying to do like more high intensity stuff and
Okay.
sweat and do it more often.
Good.
Just because I'm aware of the like potential to go into depression if you don't have sunshine or go
Yeah.
outside. And I mean, I don't tend towards depression, thankfully, but you know, we're all human. You know, I love that thing of like we're basically house plants with complex emotions. So
Now
it's like
we
if
are
we're not
indeed,
getting
right?
water and sunshine and air, then you know, even the healthiest plants can start to wilt. And so I want to be conscious of that. My husband and I are being really like really diligent about our like relationship. So we just got off the phone with our coach and we do Sundays, we have couch time where we basically just sit down and air all of our grievances and we have to just listen and then repeat back. You know, we practice like really good
Yeah.
hygiene as far as like this is what I heard you say. And then, you know, the
Yeah.
other person airs their grievances. So we're doing that. And actually I'll share one tip. We have both a coach and a relationship therapist because that's who we are. And my therapist gave us an exercise, thank God, like 4 days before we went into quarantine. And it was, he said, for the next 2 weeks, just act as if you're madly in love with each other. And I was like, and it's been so fun. And you have to put down so many of your positions and so many of your assumptions and so many of your arguments in order to really act as if you're madly in love with each other. And then he said, the cool thing about this exercise is that on the other side, some of those positions you won't pick back up. Some of those arguments that you were trying to prove, you're not going to pick back up. You won't need them anymore. And
Yeah.
also, it just builds a lot of goodwill with each other, which, you know, something like this can be very demanding, it can be very draining. It can drain what I call adaptation energy. And so we want to build that up wherever we can. You know, we can't control what's happening externally, but we can be in charge of how we show up internally,
Yeah.
physically with our partners. We can be in charge of getting to the meditation chair every day, twice a day. We can take our supplements. You know, these things are we are in charge of.
That's great. And I think the neat thing about acting as if is your body and your mind will start to believe you. Right?
That's right. That's right.
It's so neat. So I think that's a great place to end. I'm grateful that we were able to have this conversation today. I'm grateful that we're going to get it to as many people as we can. Both our tribes need these messages. So, Emily, I want to thank you so much. This is always awesome connecting. Always awesome
Yeah,
connecting
thank you
with
for
you.
having me and thank you for creating this. Bye, friends.